I'd like to go through some of the lachas of matzahs for Pesach. Some of it is not directly in the Geyah to you. You're not baking matzahs, etc. At least you should understand the concepts of what are behind what you're getting when you're buying matzahs, etc. What exactly are the issues which are in the Geyah to that? So I want to try and go through that. There's a mitzvah of the Torah to eat matzah the first night of Pesach, Be'erev Tekel matzahs. There's also a prohibition to eat chametz. So a person would like to eat bread during the rest of Pesach, they can't eat anything else besides matzah. So that there's a mitzvah to eat matzah the first night. There's no chiyuv to eat matzah because for the mitzvah of matzah the rest of Pesach. But there's a person has to make a surah Shabbos, a surah Yom Tov, so he needs to eat matzah for that purpose. In conjunction with the mitzvah of the first night, specifically, and possibly the rest of Pesach, but at least for sure in the midst of the first night, the Torah says a lashon of ushmartem es hamatzos. So there's a concept of shimur, of a person watching over the process of making the matzah to make sure that it does not become chametz. So there's a concept of shmura. We talk about matzah shmura. The Torah says ushmartem es hamatzos, which was understood in halacha to mean that the Gemara to mean that a person has a chiyuv to be shomer it, to watch it over the process to make sure that it does not become chametz. The purpose of the mitzvah of eating matzah. When does that halacha of shomer kick in? So this is a very large machlokes rishonim. The Rambam says it starts mishas ketzira, the concept of from the moment that the grain is cut down. From that point and onwards, there has to be a shmira over it that it should not become chametz. The Gra actually points out based on the Gemara that the Gemara says that if you're worried about something coming chametz, well, you know, it rains on wheat all the time. So you're worried about grains becoming chametz because water will get on them and they'll start to the process of chimutz. So why aren't you worried while it's already in the field? So the Gemara says as long as it's growing, it does not become chametz. Now, if you have a case where grain is fully grown, but it has not been reaped yet, it has not been cut down yet, but it's fully grown, even when it's still attached to the karka, once it's fully grown, it's not growing anymore, the process of chimutz potentially is possible, and therefore the minhag is to cut, the mashgichim go and they check, keep their eye on the matzah, on the grain which is growing, and they cut it down right before they think it's fully ripe, before they should not get involved in this concern of chimutz b'shas mechubar. That's the sheet of the Ramba. The sheet of the Rif. The Rif says that the time of Shmira kicks in and from the time that you start to grind it. The time of the process of Tekhina, of grinding it, and then onwards, during the Tekhina, during the Harkara, the sifting process, there's a Halacha of Shimur. The Rosh paskins that the Ikrit and Shimur starts at the time of Lisha, when you add the water to the Matzah, that's when you have to have Shmira, you have to make sure that it does not become Chomet, that's when it's clearly coming in contact with water, and you have to make sure that the process is done in such a way that it cannot become chametz. It's done quickly, people overseeing it, etc. So there's three different sheets in regards to the halacha of shimur. The Shulchan Aruch's language is that it's toiv, it's proper, it's good to get shmir mishas katsira. The Bir Halacha there says that he brings from the Pichadosh that it's beyond the halacha of just toiv, but that he holds that it's ikar adin that a person has to have shmir mishas ketzira. Whether it's hand matzah or machine matzah is not the point. The point is it has to be shmir mishas ketzira. That's how now there are other poskim will go through. You go through the sugya of the Rishonim, etc. The Chavim Moshe argues and says it's not clear like the Pichadosh, so that it's possible. It's not a chiyuv. It's just language of the Shulchan Aruch. Toiv is correct, and that's something you have to ask your rav to get a psak what you should be doing. There's a second issue, which is regards to the difference between hand matzah and machine matzah. Since you have to have kavana, the kavana. So, when a person's doing it and he's having intent while he's doing it, that's called the shame mitzvah matzah. Is it possible to have the shame mitzvah matzah when you push a button and the machine does the work? And that's the second shaila which comes up. So, even if you tell me that machine matzah is fine for the rest of Pesach, we don't need to have kavana the shame mitzvahs matzah for the first night of by the Seder, is that acceptable? And that's the machlokes, whether that's acceptable. So that's so step number one. We'll talk about this concept of shimur, three stages in the Shemer process. What is considered preferred for the Shemer process? And the reason why some people prefer hand matzah, at least for the Seder, is because of this question, whether you can have Kavanah L'Shem Mitzvah Matzah during the process of Mishim Matzah. Have a good morning.